And there are then, of the 32 physical classes, only 10 of them allow pyroelectricity. So there are 10 classes, and I've listed them here. If the crystal falls into one of these classes, it can be pyroelectric. But if it doesn't fall into one of these classes, it's not pyroelectric. So a common crystal that's pyroelectric is quartz. So quartz is used in these quartz crystal oscillators that are in electronic circuits. And what you do in those oscillators is that you apply a voltage across the piece of quartz, and the voltage couples to the mechanical oscillations of the crystal because it has a spontaneous electric dipole moment. There's a polarization, a spontaneous polarization of the atoms in the quartz. When you apply an electric field, it pulls on the atoms because there's this polarization. And you can get the whole crystal to start to oscillate that way. And it oscillates at a very well specified frequency, and you can make a quartz crystal oscillator out of it. I found an example of a pyroelectric material, tourmaline. It's an organic material. It's in point group 3M. And when you change the temperature by 1 degree, it changes the internal electric field by 10 to the fourth volts per meter. So you get a pretty good effect. And you can use this as a thermometer. So you have some pyroelectric material, and you put it in between two plates of a parallel capacitor. There's a material here, and it's got some internal field. And this field gets compensated by charges in the metal at the parallel plate. So here we've got minus signs like that. You change the temperature, and when you change the temperature, a current flows because the field changes. When the field changes, the amount of charge on the capacitor plates changes, and a current flows on the outside, which you can measure. And this is used to make infrared detectors in bites at UNAM Research. They have they make detectors like this, where you can do things like, there'll be a door, and to open it, you put your hand just close to the switch, and it recognizes there's a warm hand going by, and it will open the door. They also build these kind of detectors into cars. So when a car drives into something, it's supposed to detect if it's a person or not. If it's warm, the hood should open so that the person doesn't get thrown on the car but gets hit by the hood should pop up and hit the person more as a flat on rather than knocking them over. They're injured less. I mean, you still don't want to be hit by the car, some cars have pressure and temperature sensors so that they can detect that the pressure sensor says we're hitting something, and the temperature sensor says it's probably a person, so the hood pops open with explosive charges to catch the person. The hood is actually designed to deform and kind of catch the person so they're not injured so much. They make these kind of detectors in bites. And you need both the pressure and the temperature sensors because you don't want the hood just popping open any old times because you can't see where you're driving. Okay, I better stop here, but I want to talk some more about symmetry and properties of crystals next time.